وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. فعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالصدق، فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة، وما يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. وإياكم والكذب، فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور، وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار، وما يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. رواه مسلم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our nourisher, our creator. And we send salawat and durood upon his chosen and most beloved messenger, afdalur rusul, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers, many a times we are put into a situation. We're not going to be able to discuss all the different types of situations. I would like to focus on one, specifically related to our financial affairs and matters between each another. Sometimes because of necessity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people in different ways. We end up in a certain or a sort of an argument or a situation with our brother with regards to money, with regards to finances that are owed. And there is a certain thing that comes in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about it, that if we try and stick to it, a certain quality, it will always, sometimes apparently it seems that it would not save us, but it will always save us from our problems, is that if we speak the truth. It was the 9th year after Hijri, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, that they have to set out for battle, for jihad. What was the name of this battle? This expedition was known as the expedition of Tabuk. Now, with regards to the jihads that took place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah, when it came to jihad, because considering the amount of people, the number of the Sahaba, the financial situation, that they do not have much things with them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would instruct them with regards to jihad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't be explicit in his speech. Why? Because sometimes amongst the Sahaba, they would be spies from the kuffar, from the mushrikeen. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to give an open instruction to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it's possible that someone from there would convey the message to the mushrikeen that would make it difficult for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to fight. So like we know with regards to the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to go and to take the goods from the caravan of Abu Sufyan, who then became a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And then Rasulullah, as it comes in the hadith, it is mentioned that when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum left out, they had set out for this intention, it turned out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had turned it into a battle. It became the battle of Badr. But with regards to this specific expedition, the expedition of Tabuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum openly. And he told them that they should prepare themselves as they are going to go and fight with the Romans in an area that is known as Tabuk. So what happens here, according to the Islamic ruling, when the Amirul Mu'mineen, when the leader, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the leader of all leaders, when he instructs the people with regards to jihad, it becomes compulsory upon them. Meaning that that person who does not obey the instruction, he would be regarded as a sinner, a major sinner. So my dear brothers, there was a sahabi, radiyallahu anhu wa ardah. His son narrates this incident. His son's name was Sayyiduna Abdullah, the son of Ka'b ibn Malik, radiyallahu anhu. So his son narrates the incident that my father was from amongst those sahaba that was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every single expedition except the battle of Badr, because of the same reason that I mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mention openly to them that they were going to fight. But besides the battle of Badr, he accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every single expedition. My dear brothers, he mentions his story. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the sahaba, he instructed them, he told them to prepare. And at that specific sahaba radiallahu anhum did not have much facility, they did not have much weapons, they did not have wealth. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them openly that everyone has to fight, except those people that Allah himself excuses in the Quran Kareem. Sayyidina Ka'ab mentions that at that specific time, more than before, I had wealth. Normally I had one conveyance, this time I had two conveyances. I had every single thing that a person required to go out for jihad. But he says that, long story short, the hadith is a bit lengthy, but he says that I kept on procrastinating and saying that the sahaba are getting ready. I have whatever I have with me. Inshallah, when the time is appropriate, I'll also set out. He kept on procrastinating, and it came to a point that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba had already left and they were already gone far. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentions that I was left alone and there was no possibility of me joining them. It so happened the sahaba radiallahu anhu went to Tabuk. My dear brothers, Tabuk is approximately 700 kilometers from Medina Munawwara. The sahaba radiallahu anhum set out, some of them on foot, some of them on animal, on horseback. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the opportunity of visiting this Mubarak land. When a person goes from a distance, you'll see, as we know, that the Arabian lands is full of desert. But when you come from far, you'll see that in Tabuk, there's a lot of greenery, there's trees, there's farms, there's crops, etc. The question arises that how is this possible? It is mentioned in hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had instructed the sahaba that were ahead of him on the way to Tabuk, that when you'll reach there, do not touch the water, the spring, until I don't come. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he washed his mubarak hands, and the remains of that water was poured into a spring, which then turned out to be that water that in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhum, they used for irrigation, and that land became green. This was the barakah, this was the blessings, this was the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nevertheless, the sahaba radiallahu anhum went. They were very less in number in comparison to the Romans. But as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed awe in the sahaba radiallahu anhum. When the Romans had heard about them and about their preparations, they refused to fight and they went back to Rome. So the sahaba radiallahu anhum accompanied with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they stayed in Tabuk for approximately 20 days, 21 days. And then they came back to Medina Munawwara. Now Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhum received the information that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what am I going to tell the Rasul of Allah? How am I going to answer to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I had no excuse. It is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a habit that whenever he would come back home from an expedition or from a trip, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wait in one of the masjids, maybe Quba, on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. Then they would inform the people of Medina Munawwara that the Nabi of Allah has come, specifically to do with the women folk. They can prepare themselves from the Mujahideen for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, for their husbands that have returned. From your ulama mentioned that it is a sunnah that if we ever go out in travel, we should inform the people at home prior to our coming so that they can prepare for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to one of the masjids. He performs two rak'ats of salah. Approximately 80 men who were regarded as the munafiqeen, who had not, they also never went for the jihad. They were waiting for the Nabi of Allah so that they could present their excuses. Obviously, they were going to speak lies. The Nabi of Allah heard each and every single one of them and he said, I had no problem, may Allah forgive you. And they took bayat on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the matter was closed. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik says, I was waiting in the line. It had come that it was now my turn to present myself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions that when I had come, حَتَّى جِئْتُ فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, when I greeted the Nabi of Allah, تَبَسَّمَ تَبَسُّمَ الْمُغْضَبِ, the Nabi of Allah smiled the smile of an angry person. This was also from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would make a person feel comfortable even though he's upset with him. Then he says that I sat in front of the Nabi of Allah. And prior to that, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was coming, I was thinking in my mind that how could I make up a story, how could I make an excuse that will make the Nabi of Allah forgive me? Because this is a serious matter. It is a compulsory act. So anyway, he goes in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is the point of the talk today. Look how sincere, look how mukhlis the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. He mentions that I said, Ya Rasulullah, O the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi law jalastu inda ghayrika min ahli ad-dunya la ra'aytu anni sa'akhruju min sukhutihi bi'udhrin, that if I had to sit in front of anyone from the people of this world, then I would have definitely been able to come out from his anger by presenting an excuse. And he says, laqad u'titu jadalan, Allah has blessed me with the capability of speech. But he says that, Ya Rasulullah, you are the Nabi of Allah. If I am going to speak lies to you, possibly I would come out from your anger. But I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then reveal to you the reality of the situation. And then Allah will be upset with me and you will be upset with me. Ya Nabi of Allah, I do not have any excuse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then expresses a sentence and he says to the sahaba that amma hadha faqad sadaq, that this specific man, this sahabi of mine has spoken the truth. He says, qum ya Ka'b, stand, hatta yaqdi Allahu feek. My dear brothers, he sacrificed his relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he wanted to speak the truth. And why? Because speaking the truth will gain him the happiness of Allah. The Nabi of Allah dismissed him. And he instructed him and everyone in Medina Munawwara that they are not allowed to talk with him. Boycott. Ka'b ibn Malik left. He went back home. He says that I used to come out from the house. And I was then informed by my family members that there are two other sahaba who are in a similar condition like you, who also had no excuse, but they were sincere. One's name was Hilal ibn Umayyah, the other's name was Murara ibn Rabi'a, radiyallahu anhum wa ardahum. It is mentioned that Ka'b ibn Malik, he went home, he says that I was a young man, I couldn't just sit in the house like the other two sahabis, they were advanced in age. So he says, I used to come out, but no one used to look at me, no one used to greet me. The Nabi of Allah had instructed them. He says, I would sometimes go up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I would present myself before him, I would make salam, and then I would look at his mouth. Is he replying to my salam? My dear brothers, he mentions that when he used to make salah, he could feel that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at him. But whenever he would turn, then the Nabi of Allah would turn the opposite way. What a feeling! He spoke the truth knowing that the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to talk to him. My dear brothers, look at the sincerity of the sahaba. He mentions that some time had passed. Then the instruction was given to me that I have to separate myself from my wife also. He obeyed the instruction. He says that I went to visit one of my cousins, the son of my uncle, my father's brother. When I went to his home, I greeted him. He did not reply to me. I asked him that, do you know that I love Allah and His Rasul? He kept quiet. Allah. And I asked him that, why is he not speaking to me? He says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows best. And he kept quiet. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik mentions that, Fadat aynai. I started crying. And he says that, I then went home and I sat in the position and the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Qur'an al-Kareem with regards to Ka'b and the other two sahaba, that وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, those three sahaba radiallahu anhum whose matter was postponed, حَتَّى ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, that the earth had become narrowed upon them despite its vastness. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ, and the insides, their soul had become narrowed. That no one is talking to me. The Sahaba are not talking. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not talking, and he sat at home. He says that 50 days had passed like this. And he says, on the 50th day I had set out, I went to the roof of my house. In the Arab lands, the people build flat roofs because of the heat, intensity of the heat. Sometimes they spend the night on the roof. He says, I went to the top, I performed my Salatul Fajr, and I was sitting down. My dear brothers, he says that I was sitting and I heard the voice of him from the top of a mountain, that, Ya Ka'b, O Ka'b ibn Malik, Abshir, glad tidings to you. He says, فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدًا, I fell down into sajda. And I knew that this is definitely what I had waited for 50 days. That I know that my Allah is just. I spoke truth. Allah deprived me from the companionship of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 50 days. But that's for my disciplining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. There would come a time where Allah would then make clarity of the situation, and Allah will remove you from your problem. But the condition is that we speak the truth. He says that I fell down into sajda. I woke up. I then went quickly to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were waiting to welcome me, and they all gave me glad tidings. He says that I came and I went and I sat in front of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَهُوَ يَبْرُقُ وَجْهُهُ مِنَ السُّرُورِ, that his face was enlightened because of the happiness that the Nabi of Allah was going through. Because he also knew that my sahabi is truthful, and he also knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him. And he mentions to him that, Ya Ka'b, أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُذْ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ, that glad tidings, O Ka'b, the best of days that you've seen in your life from the time your mother has given birth to you. And then he says that, أَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَمِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, is this glad tidings from you, O Nabi of Allah, or is it from Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا بَلْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, this is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, he spoke the truth. His name, although his name not explicitly, but the incident with regards to him will be remembered in the Qur'an al-Kareem until the end of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the situation. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ, and they knew that there will be no one that can save them from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except turning to Allah himself. ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا, Allah directed His mercies towards them so that they could repent, and Allah had forgiven them. My dear brothers, why? Because he spoke the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, a narration by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, that alaykum bis sidq, O my ummah, O my sahaba, O my followers, that make it compulsory upon yourselves to speak the truth. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ, for verily speaking the truth, it guides a person towards all good actions. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and doing good actions, it guides a person, it takes a person directly to Jannah. Then the Nabi of Allah warns us and he says, that, O my ummah, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكِذْبِ, that refrain from speaking lies. فَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, that speaking lies, it guides a person, or it takes a person to evil actions, and the result of evil actions is Jahannam. And Rasulullah ﷺ mentions in the hadith that وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ, that person who pursues speaking the truth, it will come a point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write him from amongst the Siddiqeen. Who are the Siddiqeen, my dear brothers? Just quickly, and I will end the bayan. There are three words in the Arabic language. One is known as speaking the truth, Sidq. What's the meaning of that? Is that when your kalam, when your speech is muwafaqatan lilwaqi', it is in conformity to the reality. Now, a person who speaks the truth, he's regarded as a Sadiq. A Sadiq is who? That person who pursues the truth in his speech, in his actions, and his intentions. And then you get one level higher than that, which is regarded as Siddiq. That person who has engulfed himself in truth, in truthfulness so much that it has become an attribute of him. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And what will be the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. They will be resurrected with أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. The highest level of people on the day of Qiyamah will be the Anbiya. After the Anbiya will be the Siddiqeen. Those people who were truthful to such an extent that truthfulness became an attribute of them. My dear brothers, with the aspect of truthfulness in our actions, as we know, my dear brothers, with regards to the condition of what's happening to our brothers in Palestine, my dear brothers, we speak every day. We say we love the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we want to be regarded as truthful in the court of Allah, our actions need to be muwafiq, and they need to be in conformity with our speech. We need to continue pursuing and trying to assist them, making dua for them, taking out time for them at night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first grant myself and one and all the ability to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We say jazakum Allahu ahsanu al-jazah to Qari Jarir Patel sahab for those most inspiring and valuable advices. Alhamdulillah, Qari sahab has completed his qiraat, and alhamdulillah, he'll be very shortly before the month of Ramadan, which is around the corner, inshallah, will be completing his Alim Fadil course as well, inshallah, going back to Marisburg, inshallah. Allah increase him in his knowledge, inshallah. Allah use him for the service of deen, alhamdulillah. Currently also in Madrasa Zakaria, alhamdulillah, Karisab is very actively involved in the service of his teachers, as well as making imam at Madrasa Zakaria as well, inshallah. Allahumma zid fazid, inshallah. We say jazakumullah for those inspiring words. Respected brothers, after the janazah salah, inshallah, there will also be a janazah. After the janazah salah, inshallah, there will be a janazah taking place at around 20 plus 1, inshallah, the janazah salah will take place. There are many brothers in the masjid, so we humbly request, inshallah, before the khutbah starts, if brothers could just come closer, inshallah. If brothers could kindly just fill in the gaps and come closer. I see they're already giving me a signal from the back for the brothers to, inshallah, try to come closer, inshallah, at 20 past 1. And just bear with us, my respected elders and brothers, because they are brothers from outside also. So the masjid will be more than full, inshallah. So we humbly request brothers just to cooperate, inshallah. Fill in the spaces. Brothers, there's still quite a bit of space here in the masjid, inshallah. Let us try to make space for those brothers at the back. And the janazah will take place in the forecourt of the masjid, inshallah. Inshallah, let us try to fill in the gaps, brothers. Those brothers who are at the back as well, inshallah, let us try to fill in the masjid. Brothers can go to the classroom as well, upstairs as well, inshallah. And let's try to leave the court side and the court area as empty as possible for those brothers who will be coming with the janazah, inshallah. Jazakallah for your cooperation. We highly appreciate it. Jazakumullahu ahsanul jazah. Also, our connection will take place. And one of the qualities, amazingly, I was sent a message this afternoon, or just before Jumma, one of the brothers sent me a message. The marhum used to make sure, those were in the days when we used to still have PDC, post-dated checks, they used to call it, mashallah. That I don't think so, they have checks anymore. But we don't have checks, but we got credit card facilities and debit card facilities, so brothers can use their cards after namaz, inshallah. We don't accept checks, but we accept cards, inshallah. But what I'm saying is, marhum used to make it a point, mashallah, he used to make it a point that he used to already give his PDC checks for the GMA, mashallah. Allah reward him. Now he will see the fruits of that, inshallah. Now he will see the barakat of him spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that good that he used to do, inshallah, all that will now benefit him in his qabr, inshallah. We have the opportunity. Me and you, we have the opportunity. We don't know tomorrow. what is our condition going to be? We can leave this masjid, we don't know for how long we are going to be still around. While Allah has given us the strength and the wealth, as our Qari Sahib had mentioned, our brothers in Gaza, what they're going through, only Allah knows. We still have the opportunity. Let us use the opportunity, inshallah, to prepare and invest for our akhirah, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan wa jazah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أمرنا بالصدق والإخلاص ونهانا عن الكذب والنفاق أحمده سبحانه وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة وما يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا وإياكم والكذب فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار وما يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا رواه مسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآي والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان للأوابين غفورا. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته، خصوصا على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن كل الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة. اللهم يا ناصر أوليائك يا الله، اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم داوي جرحاهم، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم انزل عليهم السكينة يا ناصر أوليائك يا الله. اللهم نجهم من كيد الظالمين وأعوانهم، كما نجيت سيدنا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام من ظلمنا وأعوانه، ونجهم من كيد الظالمين وأعوانهم، كما نجيت سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام من نار النمرود، ونجهم من الظلمات ما هم فيه، كما نجيت سيدنا يونس عليه الصلاة والسلام من ظلمات بطن الحوت، وثبتهم على الحق كما ثبتت سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحابته الكرام. اللهم يا من فعلت بأصحاب الفيل، جعلت كيدهم في تضليل، أرسلت عليهم طيل، أرنا قهرك وقدرتك في يهود الغاصبين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا، وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Kindly sit in the sufuf, fill in all the empty spaces.
قام الله ودام
الله. أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحواه سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم وسكنهم وادخلهم في الجنة. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.